Hey everybody, welcome back to Small Talk Japan. On this show, we talk about all things Japan in English. My name is Mitch, and I'm here in studio with
Natsuki.
And we have a debut superstar.
Yes, my daughter, my baby Yuri is here.
Hi, Yuri.
She's sleeping.
That's How old why. Is Yuri? How old is she?
1 year and 8 months.
So everybody at home who doesn't know this, Natsuki's actually a mother.
Yes, I look nicer than usual, right? Like Virgin Mary version of me today. Why you keep... Stop. Speak something.
First of all, let's roll the intro so I don't forget to do that. Natsuki, why is Yuri in studio today?
Because my husband was supposed to take care of her today. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my older daughter was, you know, crying a lot, and then he couldn't take care of too. So Yuri was sleeping, so I took her with me.
So the other day we had like a birthday party and you were supposed to come, but then your husband was like away on business. And so like I messaged you, I said, useless husband. So can I just say that again today? Useless husband?
Yeah, sure.
Same-kun, if you're out there, Same-kun, you are a useless husband.
I mean, why can't he take care of two? He can do like one, but not two.
I just said it. Useless.
Be nice. He's a good guy.
No, I love your husband. That's why mm-hmm. I'm saying this. If your husband was actually useless, I wouldn't say that he's a useless husband.
That's right.
It's because he's not useless. Yeah. But when you translate useless husband into Japanese, skainai.
So that's skainai natsu.
It's like, it's really, really okay. Rude.
Oh my God. Yeah, she was like trying to up. So I think, don't.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So today we have a great show for you guys today. We're going to talk about lots of news stuff. We're going to talk about an unidentified man in California who is injured, a Japanese man who we're trying to figure out who he is. We're going to talk about how that dude, the Japanese lawmaker who went to Russia, how he's gotten in some hot water. Talking about Toshiba is going to delist from the stock market. We got men's lace underwear and the man who convicted over the viral video of this soy sauce bottle licking. All on today's show. But before we start that,
I only want to talk about race underwear because it sounds like fun. Okay, go ahead, keep talking.
I was just talking about before we started the show, I was talking about how I was doing a TEDx event and I was one of the MCs, and one of our mutual friends was like my co-MC, and like how every time I would like try to segue to the next section or talk, like I'd throw her a ball. I'd be like, this is what we're going to talk about next, and like set her up for it. And she would just be like, what are you talking about? That's so, like, she was just completely. And so I just now wanted to segue to something else.
Okay.
And you just start talking about men's lace underwear.
So I'm like, nice segue, right?
But you segue to the wrong place. I wanted to open today's show with talking, and see, now this is horrible. We have to have a buffer now between men's underwear mm-hmm. and the podcast that I was on that is currently live.
Okay.
So let's just give it a second.
Okay, let's play tennis, né? Like play one by one.
I don't know. Everybody, Natsuki, I don't know what you're saying. So I was on a podcast, the Fish and Rice podcast that will be renamed Unpacking Japan at some point. Mm-hmm. And it was, it dropped today and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but.
No, I know. You don't even watch this show.
I do. I listen to it.
What? No, before, you don't. Because every single time I bring up a story that we talked about like the previous week, you're like, sorigatano. I'm like, yeah, how?
You know what? Because I only care about me.
This is where you close up on her. There you go. Give her a close up. Let's just hold for an awkward amount of time on this other shot. There you go. Natsuki, who's your favorite person?
Me. Who is my favorite person?
Yeah.
Me. Just me.
All right. Anyway, so the podcast came out today. So if you guys want to see it, I talk about kind of like my journey on how I got to where I am and stuff like that. And the host. Toby is really good guy. The cameraman, Andre, really cool guy. So really cool people. So if you guys could go check that out, I'd appreciate that. Let's get to the news. So in LA, there was a man who is found with a brain injury, and the police are not saying what happened to him, but it appears that he's a Japanese tourist who got beat up by some people in San Pedro earlier this week. So there's a photo of him that we'll put into the podcast if anybody knows who he is. I mean, he's pretty beat up, though. He was found with carrying Japanese currency and Japanese cards, so they think they assume he's Japanese. But he's unidentified because he is currently unconscious. So that's the moral of today's story. If you go to the United States, you're going to get beat up. So don't go there. It's a shitty place. I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm kind of kidding. But certain places, like, you guys got to understand, if you've never been to the United States, it's depending on where you are, there's certain areas that you don't, there's no-go areas.
Yeah.
Like in LA, for example, if you're on like Hollywood Boulevard, for example, if you're there during the day, it's totally fine. But if you're there by yourself, especially at nighttime, it kind of gets sketchy. If you go to like Newport Beach, Newport Beach is always kind of sketchy. But if you go there at nighttime, it's just like certain areas at certain times, you just don't want to go there.
Newport Beach is kind of famous in Japan because, you know, it, like many like American like TV dramas are located in, you know, Newport Beach, right? That's how probably the tourists got an interest in.
Well, he wasn't at Newport Beach, but yeah. But anyway, the travel agencies in Japan used to give Japanese travelers like information about the United States. Like in Japan, like a lot of the guys will dress up in like hip hop wear.
Yeah, that's true.
And they don't understand that has gang connotations in the United States because there's no gangs. There's not really any gangs here except for the Yakuza, but they're different. And so like they are just dressing like fashionable, they think. And then when they go to the United States, that like it can be confusing to the locals and stuff like that. So they have like pamphlets that say don't dress like this. If you go to the United States, it's kind of sad. It's just sad.
Mm-hmm. The very first time I went to the United States, I was wearing a T-shirt with, you know, the weed is on. I mean, the print.
Weed leaf.
And I didn't even know that.
What it meant?
Yeah. But something like that, right?
Did you then smoke some weed?
Of course not. Of course not. I didn't even know what that is.
What is this? Let's go from LA to Russia. Japan's lawmaker who made unannounced Russia trip removed from the party. So Mr. Suzuki Muneo, a 75-year-old, used to be in the whichever. They're the exact same party as I'm concerned. And so he was ousted, and he says, I made the decision to leave the party. I guess he decided to leave, but he was kind of forced out because it was revealed that the party and I have different values about diplomacy with Russia. What do you think about this guy? I mean, there hasn't been a single lawmaker from Japan to go to Russia since the Ukraine war.
He always makes some troubles. This isn't the first time. He is famous for making troubles.
But there are some dudes in Japan that I swear to God, they just sit around all day long and they think, what could I do to piss everybody off?
That could be true, yeah.
And I think that's what he's trying to be, a contrarian.
Mm-hmm. So whatever he thinks, that's fine, but just don't mention in public. That's what I thought.
Whatever you think, it's fine. Just shut the fuck up and don't say that. Oh, I'm cussing in front of your daughter. Now I feel bad.
Yeah, he's sleeping, so
I was
okay.
Where was I? I was in front of somebody. I'm not gonna say who, but I was in front of somebody's 2-year-old, and I was like cussing up a storm. And then I looked down at the little 2-year-old, and I was like, and I looked at my friend. I was like, "Are you a no cussing family?" And she's like, "It's fine."
If you do that in Japanese, I will make you stop. But in this case, maybe she doesn't.
Will you show your kids things like Crayon Shin-chan and stuff like that?
You know what? Crayon Shin-chan nowadays don't show their, you know,
little souls.
Yeah. They stopped doing those things.
You guys are wondering what we're talking about. Crayon Shin-chan is just like, he's like basically the Bart Simpson of Japan. And he's got this character called Zou-san, which is literally his little baby dick with his two balls, little shaft and a little ball. He puts like eyes on it. And so it looks like a little, an elephant.
Mm-hmm.
This is an animated show, and they show this on TV. Like, and he would say, "Zou-san, Zou-san."
Yeah, it was popular, but yeah, that song is I don't hear it anymore.
What, the party, whatever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they stopped doing it.
Last night at karaoke, I put in the Nippon Mukashi Banashi theme song.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't sing it. I just put it in there and just waited. And all little Japanese people were like, "Oh my God, we're going to say it." And they all sang it for me. I accessed some, like, what are they called? Core memories of all these people. It's great. Toshiba, let's going from karaoke to Toshiba. Toshiba to delist in Japan on December 20th after 74 years of being on the stock exchange. So basically, they have a bunch of foreign investment in there. They had some trouble in 2010, and then they got some foreign overseas shareholders, and then these shareholders are only thinking about short-term profits, which is kind of like against the corporate policy of Toshiba. And so last month, a 2 trillion yen, which is equal to, I think, 15 US dollars now, she just says, not paying attention, Natsuki. A 2 trillion yen takeover bid for Toshiba by a consortium led by Japan Industrial Partners Incorporated ended in success last month. And so the reason why they're doing this is they basically want to put control of Toshiba back into the Japanese hands. And so to make sure that they can, like, you know, retool themselves and make themselves a better company. So I'm actually all for this. Toshiba makes some of the best electronics. Anything that I have that's ever been made by Toshiba just keeps working forever.
I just wondered, you know, what their, like, main products now, because just like you said, you know, there are many good, you know, companies out there to make, you know, electronics things.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder what they make, you know, what money they make.
How do they make money?
Yeah, how they make money.
Well, they make all the stuff that, you know, they make all the stuff that they do before. They make refrigerators, they make like air conditioning units, washing dryers.
Yeah, sure. But like, you know, if you go to the electronics shop nowadays, and then, you know, like Korean, you know, store, do
stuff.
You know?
Yes. Yep. Overseas stuff.
Yeah, so maybe they're struggling with, you know, selling their product, I guess.
One thing about Japan, though, is that Japanese people tend to almost always buy Japanese products.
Yeah.
The younger generation might not, but the older people, they're like, no. It's the same thing with me. I don't want to buy Chinese electronics. They're crap almost always.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, no shade to China, but it's fine if I throw shade to China. But their electronics tend to suck.
Oh, okay.
Japan is good. Taiwan is good. Korea is actually pretty good, depending on the product.
Yeah, Korea is actually pretty good. Mm-hmm.
But China, no. I mean, like, Foxconn can make stuff that's designed by other people. That's fine. But like the Chinese design stuff, no thank you. There's a Iris Oyama.
Yeah.
It's like they're trying to sound Japanese with the Oyama, but it's just a Chinese brand.
Is it?
I think so. Can you Google Iris Oyama? I think it's Chinese.
Oyama sounds like a last name of the Japanese, you know, somebody, I mean, surname.
But that's why a lot of Chinese hair, for example, is a Chinese product. They're just trying to make it seem like it's not.
I think Iris Oyama is a Japanese company.
Google it, somebody. Yeah.
But anyway, some like famous electronic company fired their staff, and then many people go to Iris Oyama. That's how they got, you know, good electronic stuff these days.
They're not that good. I have an air conditioning from there, and it's like, it's kind of crap.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's cheap.
It's cheap, but it's kind of crap.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it's good.
Mm-hmm. No. No.
Iris Oyama is Japanese.
Right?
Is it? Mm-hmm. I thought it was China. Maybe it's just made in China. I don't know. Let's go to the story that you were waiting for.
Okay, lace underwear. Hoo-hoo. Because I'm curious.
Your daughter's waking up.
Oh, my God. Don't wake up now. I don't want you to hear. Okay.
Good morning.
No.
She's going to freak out when she sees me. She's like, what the hell? Where am I?
Did she wake up? Oh, no.
She's struggling with sleep.
Okay.
So let's get to the story. Men's lace underwear gains popularity in Japan with moves towards genderless fashion. In 2021, apparel giant Wacol Corporation sold boxer shorts made of lace for 3,960 yen, which is about $3 US. A piece. The volume planned to be sold over roughly 3 months sold out in just 10 days. The number of lace boxers sold during the spring and summer season in 2023 was about 3.7 times that of the same period of the previous year, making it an exceptional hit and the top selling item among the company's men's underwear brand. So
it's not $3 US, $30 US, isn't it?
I'm making a joke. Because the Japanese yen is really, really... when you were not paying attention before, I said 2 trillion yen is worth $15. And you weren't paying attention.
No, I didn't.
So anyway, these men's underwear that we'll include photos of them in the show, they are quite... They're not... I don't know. They're not as bad as I thought they'd be, but I wouldn't wear them.
Let me see that picture again.
Let me see the picture again. It's I mean, it is... Yeah...
What do you think? Like, it's sexy, isn't it?
Well, okay, so let's talk about this. All right, Natsuki, let's just call you an old style woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
if you,
let's say you were on a date, really hot guy. He's got like nice body. He's really interesting. I mean, this is assuming that you're not married and you don't have kids.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden you're like, hey, let's go back to my place. And then you like start getting hot and heavy and then the clothes come off and he's wearing like lace boxers.
I will be freaked out, maybe. Yeah, I would be.
They're in the shape of normal boxers, and then the material is kind of like that lacy, you know, it's got holes in it, like lacy stuff.
Yeah. I might think that he wants to make me, you know, laugh or like kind of like joke.
There are a lot of Japanese guys that show up to like hanami, the flower viewing in the spring, with like the intention of getting naked. So they're wearing like a bright pink thong.
Mm-hmm.
So like these old men, I always think about this. I always think whenever I look at something and it's strange, I have to think it all the way back to its beginning. So I'm thinking, this dude woke up this morning next to his wife, went into some secret place, found his little pink thong, got dressed with it in the morning, totally sober, went to the hanami, got drunk, waited for his moment, and then took his pants off and showed everybody his pink thong, where he was like, yes, I got it. That took like hours of planning. And then he had to buy this thong. Where did he buy the pink thong?
Maybe somebody buy for him. And, you know, it's like entertainment, isn't it? No?
Yeah, but think about how the commitment. You really have to like start early on this one.
Or he just wear right before the hanami, the party start. You know, he goes to the, you know, men's restroom and then change.
No, no, no. Have you ever seen a men's restroom in a park? There's no room for that.
Maybe at the station then?
That's even weirder. Probably illegal. Anyway, getting back to the men's lace underwear, what if, let's just get off lace underwear for a second. What if you're getting hot and heavy? Again, hot guy. We're talking like Brad Pitt. Okay.
Okay.
Take off his pants. He's got a thong on, like a men's thong. How do you feel?
First of all, I actually don't know what a thong is. What is thong?
It's like a tibaku, you say in Japanese.
Ah, I see. Now, I thought okay. Anyway, if he has like nice muscle and, you know, his ass is nice ass, you
Everybody
know.
Just notice that she's holding her daughter while she's saying this. This is.
Oh my God, I almost forgot that I'm holding my baby. I shouldn't
say
that.
So go on about his ass. If he's got a nice ass, what did you say? This show is demonetized. It's not like we make money from the show anymore, but this is definitely demonetized.
Oh my God, now don't make me realize that what I said.
Again, I have to think about things all the way to their origin. So can you please tell me, so hot and heavy, he's wearing a thong, new vocabulary word for you today.
Okay, thong, T-H.
How do you?
It would be, like I said, if he has a nice body, mm-hmm. That would be like.
It's okay.
Maybe.
Let's say you guys start dating.
And then it depends on the design of the thong. If that thong is like really like, you know, like manly.
How do you have a manly thong?
Like black and like made with kata maybe? I don't know.
Okay, Here we go. It's a bright red satin thong.
All right, bright red satin.
Okay, thong. So you like this guy, right? He's like totally your type except for the bright red satin thong thing, right? And every time you see this guy, he's always wearing a thong.
I will ask him, like, why you're wearing
it. He says, I like it. It feels good. It makes me, you know, it's easy to move or something like that.
Yeah, but some guy don't want to wear the underwear, but he might be, you know, he might figure out that he have to wear some, you know, fabric.
I don't know what you just said, but I'm just asking a question. If he kept wearing the thong, would you then say to him, I want you to change your underwear patterns?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I will ask him, like, why?
And again, he just says, I like it. I honestly think this is really weird. Guys like to see, you know, obviously a sexy woman and a nice, you know, like the Victoria's Secret look and everything. Of course, guys like good underwear, but I've never had rules for a girlfriend of mine's underwear. But for whatever reason, women have rules for acceptable underwear for men.
Yeah, I am thinking now. I mean, why do you wear underwear?
Why do I wear?
Yeah, what for? Because you're cold or like you want to hide? Because like I have met a guy who doesn't want to wear underwear and he wear pants directly.
Yeah, it's called going commando.
Is it?
It's called commando.
Commando?
Yeah.
So what's the reason why you wear underwear?
So, you know, maybe you don't do this because you're Japanese, but in a hotel, okay, when you go to a hotel and you get into bed, there's a white sheet and then there's the comforter on top of that.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The reason for that is because the comforter doesn't get washed every time.
Ah, I see. Mm-hmm.
The sheet does. So it's like a layer of protection between your nasty ass body and the comforter.
Ah.
So with my situation, my underwear is that white sheet between me and a comforter. One.
Okay.
One. And two, jeans, the fabric of jeans does not feel good on your skin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's two. And three, I want you to think about this for a second, okay? If you've got nothing between you and your zipper, and you've had a couple drinks, and you go to zip up.
I die.
So if you have that painful underwear, you first put up the underwear, your defense shield, okay, from the zipper, and then you zip up in confidence.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You should tell your friend that doesn't wear underwear that he's weird. He's not that weird, but
there are some people there are some people out there.
Why are you pointing at Josh? Why are you pointing? Why are you pointing at Josh? Josh, are you going to confess something today, Josh?
No.
How do you know I don't wear underwear?
Just think about why we are wearing underwear.
Let's just address. Listener at home. Here we go. If you're a dude and you don't wear underwear, why? And also, when you pee, how long do you have to shake it? Because you can't get any.
That's what I thought. You know, if you pee and then if you don't wear underwear,
you get a drop or two. It's just visible. You're like, oh, dude, hey.
Yeah, that's why you guys wear underwear, right?
That's, again, there's many reasons to wear underwear. I mean, I guess because we're cold as well. But yeah, if you're a listener, if you're at home and you're like, I go commando for my whole life, that's who I am. Why do you do that? One. Two, are you circumcised? And three, can you just like clearly see the shape?
Because
that's like, that's my image of that.
But if you have like a little one, you don't have to worry about it.
Just fucking listener, you are a well-endowed capable person. We believe in you, and if you're a woman, disregard half of what I just said. Or no, just think of endowment as being like mental endowment.
Okay,
your child is here.
She's sleeping.
Anyway, I don't know, I think men's underwear is fine. I mean, I wouldn't personally wear it, but I think it's fine.
Yes.
Go you guys who, but then again, it's probably a lot of gay guys who are buying it.
I think so too. Yeah. And then I think so too.
One thing that I always get super jealous about gay men, like straight up like flaming gay men, is that they can just do whatever they want. There's no rules on them. And everybody just accepts it. I look at that. I'm like, I wish I could do that. I would totally wear heels just every now and then, just for fun. Be like 9 feet tall. It'd be fucking cool.
Yeah, I'm thinking what I want to do.
You're wearing your husband's jeans right now.
No, this is mine. This is absolutely mine.
Going from your jeans to a sushi place.
There's nothing to segue.
Man convicted over a viral video of sauce bottle licking at sushi chain. So this guy, we've talked about this guy like a million times on the show. He was caught, like he filmed himself licking stuff at a sushi restaurant, and then he put it back so other people use it. I think, let me quote Alex on this. Ew. I think that was what he said. Anyway, he said, I did it to satisfy my desire for recognition and wanted to be popular. What I did was very stupid, Yoshino said during the trial. According to the ruling, Yoshino, in conspiracy with another man arrested in connection with the February 3rd incident. God, we are really scraping for news here. Obstructed business at an outlet of Kura Sushi at the center of Japan by filming blah, blah, blah. He was given, what did he, one, was sentenced to 3 years in prison, but suspended for 5 years. So that means if he does anything between now and 5 years from now, he will go to jail for those 3 years. So he's got to be a good boy. So, well, whatever. Try to be a good one. Try to do better. What is that buff gym dude? What's his name? I forget. He's like, do better. What's his name? You know what I'm talking about, right? Do better.
Do better.
Mind your business.
Mind your business.
Do better.
Do better.
Now you got to get buff like him.
I'm just repeating you.
Here we go. So last serious story before we get to Ghibli. Few commercial flying taxis likely to be ready in 2025 World Expo. So
wow.
No one. Oh my God. Was everybody surprised by this? No one's surprised by this. The mass production of flying cars to provide visitors with air taxi services in 2025 World Exposition in Osaka is unlikely to be completed in time for the event's opening due to delays in safety certification. Japan has planned for the air taxi service to be among the expo's main attractions, with the 2 to 5 seater vehicles expected to provide access to the event's venue set up the artificial set up on the artificial island in Osaka Bay. And that's it. They just aren't done. Sorry.
Yeah, before we think about flying taxi, we should consider about, you know, Uber in Japan, Uber taxi in Japan. Because, you know, before I come here, I was trying to catch a taxi, but there, you know, because Kokuta is happening right now.
Kokuta is a national champion.
Yeah, national champion. Anyway, so no taxis around here. You know, I cannot get even one. So...
So what she's saying, guys, Uber Eats exists in Japan, but Uber, the rideshare service, doesn't exist here because of the way that they regulate taxis is impossible for it to come here currently, which really sucks because, I mean, I don't like Uber. Fuck Uber. I like Lyft, which is an Uber competitor.
It's like a same thing.
It's better. Okay. Well, it was when I was in America. I don't know. Maybe it's different now. But yeah, it's really good. It's like it's super easy to just get anywhere, especially when you're drinking.
Cool.
All right, let's go to our last story today so you can get home with your child. Live action Nausicaä, Valley of the Wind fan film complete releases online this month. So actually, we'll put a little bit of the clip from the trailer, which is in this news article, in the show so you can see it for yourself. I will definitely be watching this. Basically, it's a guy. Nausicaä Valley of the Wind is all-time anime classic. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. So this is titled Wind Princess. It's an independent project from Brazilian director Chris Tex. The 34-year-old Tex has spent a substantial portion of his life working on Wind Princess, starting all the way back in 2016. Is that a substantial amount of time now? That was like yesterday. Sorry, I'm not throwing shade. With a team of 11 creatives to bring his vision of a live-action version of the Miyazaki anime to life. Wind Princess first caught our attention with the teaser trailer a few years ago, and at that time, its status was simply coming soon. But now the 16-minute long completed version of Wind Princess had a first screening and a free event in Sao Paulo Cultural Center, and it'll be released on October 20th.
Hmm.
It actually looks pretty amazing.
Who is acting? I mean,
It's a fan film, so probably amateur actress.
Hmm.
Have you ever seen Nausicaä Valley of the Wind?
Of course, you know, but I...
What are they called? Omu, I think that's what they're called. The big snails.
Snails. Yeah, when they get mad, they turn red, right?
Yeah.
Like every time I see the traffic jam, it looks like Omu to me because, you know, they're brake light. It's like red, right? So I see like Omu is okoteru.
Yeah, I remembered it. Yeah. Omu. Yeah, with the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Miyazaki has come up with some crazy, crazy stories. And, you know, I would say if he wasn't Japanese, I would say that he was probably on drugs, but he's just a Japanese person. Is it like being on drugs?
I don't think so.
Is being a Japanese person like being high all the time?
No, of course not. What are you talking about?
Does that mean I'm 25% high all the time?
Yeah, you are.
I don't know. But Miyazaki, I'm looking forward to this Wind Princess. It looks pretty good.
He's getting older, and then his film is getting weirder and weirder every year. I mean, his old film kind of like easy to understand,
mm-hmm.
but like nowadays it's like kind of like philosophy, like tetsugakudeki.
Yeah, it's the philosophical stuff.
Philosophical stuff. So I have to think about deeply, but
don't like doing that.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Then, so like every time I watch the new version of Ghibli movie, I'm like, I don't get it. And then, you know, or I cannot even finish it.
For me, that started with Ponyo. I was watching Ponyo, and when the whale mom thing came out, like the big giant lady like floating under the water.
Yeah.
I was like, no. I just checked out. I was like, no.
Do you think people are dead? You know, when they are went to like under deep ocean, they're still alive. And then I thought they were dead.
What?
Do you understand what I mean? Have you ever seen Ponyo?
I just told you what I was watching.
Okay.
Do you pay attention to me in the show while you're here?
I only pay attention for me. I only care about me. I don't understand what you're saying. I'm in trouble.
So like 2 days ago, I was like randomly in a bar and I show up and this woman's here, mm-hmm. with her friend.
Yes, I mean, my baby wasn't with me.
And I was like, hello. And you're like, hello. And we were supposed to go to a bar full of 20-year-olds. Usually it's full of 20-year-olds. But they were closed.
Mm-hmm.
But the name of the bar, I wanted to express with you guys, it's called Develop.
Develop.
Yeah. And I know, do you guys know what the word grooming means? Like if there's nothing but 20-year-olds, like young people in this bar, and it's called Develop, it just sounds wrong.
Or maybe they're telling those people to develop, or, you know, what does develop mean? Develop. I understand. I think I understand what the develop means, but let me check.
Yeah, you look it up, and I'm going to explain something. So before I went, I randomly was invited to this bar by a normal aged person, and I just noticed there's a bunch of young kids in this bar as well. But before I went to that bar, I was at a different place, and I was talking to the staff there, and she's like 20 years old or something like that. I've known her for a while, and I invited her to come to pub quiz. I was like, hey, because she speaks English. She used to live in Wales, and our pub quiz is like bilingual, and I was like, hey, you should bring your friends, you know, make friends, like foreign friends, so you don't forget your English and blah. I was just being completely normal, like, you know, like maybe even like fatherish, like kind of feeling, like, hey, you know, protect your English, you know, you should practice it and everything. And she looked at me, oh my gosh, it was so funny. She wasn't trying to be rude, but she made me feel so bad. She's like Michi-san yori wakai hito tachi imasu ka, which means, are there gonna be younger people than you? And I was hurt, I was like ow. But then I was like, yes, of course. I just said yes, of course. But then I was like, I was thinking about it, I was like, motherfucker, she got me.
Yes. We are old.
And then so then after that, I was like, randomly got Ricky invited me out to this different place. I went there, and there was a different bunch of different age people there, but there was a surprisingly large number of younger, like, adults. And I just remember, because like when I first showed up to the bar, like I was just looking, because I've never been there before, I was looking for it. And in front of the door, there's like a passed out, half naked, only wearing boxer shorts boy. He's like maybe 23, and he's pissed himself, and he's naked, and he's kind of wet. And like his friends are like, oh, daijubu desu ka. This is like what I show up to. And I'm like, no way, this is not the right place. And I look at the door, it says Develop. I'm like, fuck. So I walk into there, and Ricky's there, and we're just like having fun and everything. And I'm looking around me, and it's just like a bunch of, like, I consider them kids because they're like 20 to 25. And I look at the master, and by the way, the master's not even making drinks. He's out like drinking with people. And so like all the customers are like going behind the counter, making themselves drinks and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck is it? And so I asked the master, I was like, hey, hi, question. I was like, why is this place so popular with young people? You're older than I am. Like, what's going on here? And he's like, I don't know. And then I looked at the system. It's like starting at 8 p.m. until 3 a.m. You can drink the entire time for 3,500 yen if you're a guy, or 2,500 yen if you're a girl.
Wow, that's cheap.
So converted to dollars, that is $3 and $2.
Huh. Yeah, $3.
That's like, it's like 25 bucks and like, yeah, like 19 bucks or something like that.
So as a result, they develop and then they passed out, maybe.
I don't know what you mean by develop, but there's a lot of ways that you... Anyway, yes. So I just... And then while I was there, because it's darker, I don't know, but all these like cappy cappy girls started coming and talking to me. So that made me feel a little bit better, but I was still like, get away from me. You guys are like children.
So
think about it.
Yeah.
If you showed up to a bar with a bunch of 20 year olds, would you feel like this is fun, or you just feel like this is weird?
No. I will be like, you know, like parent mode, you know, mommy mode.
So I only stayed there when I went there with Ricky. I was like, I'm going to go. And I think I left Ricky. I don't know if we left together, but I was just like, I want to go. Goodbye.
Yeah, it's like on the second floor, right? How do they find out the place like that? Maybe Instagram?
Friends.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe Instagram.
Place like that.
I don't know. Let's ask the young people. How do you guys do your life?
Yeah.
What is it? Hello, fellow kids. What's that meme?
I think that's it.
Dave Buscemi. Is that his name? Buscemi? That's his name, right? Something. Steve Buscemi. Steve, yeah. Steve Buscemi. Hello, fellow children, or whatever it says. You have no idea what we're talking about. It's okay.
Steve Buscemi?
Yeah, he's the dude from Armageddon with the fucked up teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I keep saying the F word in front of your daughter. Does she talk?
She's sleeping.
Does she talk?
She does.
Oh, so I can't make her first word be fuck? Dude, if I ever babysat your daughter, that's why I'd just be like, look at me. Fuck.
No.
Not
scared. No. That's terrible.
There's like some people train parrots. How do you say parrot in Japanese? The talking bird? Omu. Omu. There you go. So some people train parrots to say like bad words while they're in the pet shop.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a stupid movie.
Anyway, all right, I'm going to let you take your child home and go be a mom.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for coming in today.
Sure.
It's like, usually we have our recordings earlier, but somebody was busy doing something there, wearing his little vest and everything.
Because of the event.
Yeah, the event. But anyway, so if you guys want links to any of the stories that we talked about, they'll be in the description. There'll be a link to our Patreon if you want to support Natsuki's baby.
Please. I need milk. I need the milk.
Otherwise, please like and subscribe, and we will see you guys next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye. See you later.
Oh wait, we're still rolling. We're still rolling.
I need the milk.
Thanks to our patrons. Bye, everybody.
I need the rice too.
Thank you so much for listening, and a special thank you to our Patreon sponsors, Jan Myler, Jen, Justin Perkins, Ellen, Dennis P, Ellen Mary, Clayton Jung, aka Back in the Clay YouTube, and Corey Smith. We couldn't do it without you.